A lot of these people that are in this rehab center come from very well-to-do families.
Okay.
And for them, this is very traumatic that their kid would even consider going to crack and meth and ice and all that stuff.
So in South Africa, like, how bad is the drug issue going on there with these kids?
That I can honestly answer with depends where you're at. It's more in the urban than it is in the rural. The rural areas, they virtually hear nothing about drugs. They don't know what mandrakes is or what ice is and all that, because most of the people out in the rural areas, which have spent a lot of time in the bush with the traditional healers out there, they think it's just a poison from the city. So, it's nuts. But where we're at, it's not so bad right here. But if we go to the north a little bit more into Cape Town itself, right, then if you get into the heart of Cape Town, it's pretty rough. But it's more so in what they call the shanty towns or the shack towns.
Yep, the shanty towns.
Yeah, the shanties, like Kalicha and some of the others. really bad. The gangs pretty much run everything. There are people in these shanty towns that have never left the shanty towns because they're scared of the gangs. So they don't know what the outside world looks like. Yes, besides those walls that go around it. And most everywhere in South Africa, especially, is via bars. You have bars on your windows and your doors. See? Because they're worried about crime.
Yeah, look at those bars.
So, and we only see bars like that in Detroit and New York City and, but here it's everywhere. Every house has it. And they have razor ribbon on the top of their fences and carcetina wire, hot fence.
So let me ask you this, Dr. Chris.
You've been
doing so much of natural healing with shamanism, because you're my teacher when it comes to that shamanism. But so when it comes to working with kids from other countries, right?
Mm-hmm. What would all these beads are on me right here? These are my South African. I've been initiated as a South African Sokoma Ikrika. So I've been to the Twaza, the calling of the ancestors. So the ancestors are the ones who direct us in the shamanic healing here in South Africa. The purposes of sicknesses and illnesses for most of the time is your ancestors talking to you. And if you get sick, it's because you're failing to listen
to your ancestors.
To your ancestors and what they're trying to tell you. And the severity of your illness just means it's further along that they've been trying to get a hold of you. Say, hey, knock, 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 open the door. We're trying to tell you something.
You know, that's something we've talked about before, because, you know, a lot of our past is what creates the sickness.
Yes. A lot of the sicknesses in our world today have to do with our ancestry trying to connect to us to bring us back to the old ways and the old medicine, which will detoxify us much quicker, much better than our listening to by listening to our inner self and in our ancestors, we will find healing much more quicker. And some illnesses, we have to get a boost from modern medicine. because modern medicine wouldn't be here without its origins in shamanic medicine.
From
ancient Greece and Mesopotamia and all that, it came from the ancient ways of the plants.
You know, Dr. Chris, we were talking, you know, a lot of the melanin that people have in their skin is part of the signs of what they can absorb and what they can't absorb in the sickness and all the foods they're eating. So, but when it comes to natural health, we allow our bodies to attract the medicine that we need, right?
Yeah, right on. Our bodies will tell us what it needs if we pay attention.
Right.
And a lot of times that's what our ancestors are trying to tell us. Hey, your body's down on vitamin B, B12 and all this. Start pushing in some more of those vegetables. Because a lot of people, most of their illnesses in you worldwide is lack of vitamins and fruits intake. Most of the world is shoveling tons and tons of proteins and carbohydrates and all that other and throwing their bodies off balance and they wonder why they don't feel so great in the morning, why their body feels so heavy, why they can barely move and feel lethargic. Their body doesn't have the fresh light, vegetables or fruits to bring more balance and harmony to the body.
So this morning I woke up, I did my morning chi, because there's different types of qigong practices, right? And so many people talk about they practice tai chi qigong, but they don't know how to build that energy and how to build that breath so the body becomes full with oxygen to start healing those sicknesses. Now you're teaching that in South Africa, that chi movement, so are the kids grasping it because they're so used to the nature, or is it because they're coming from the shanty?
They are like, they have been giving me mostly the wow factor. Wow! No! Especially when I get them to do the chi ball and shaking that chi ball and moving that ball around. And then I come up to them and go right on top of them and amplify it. Their eyes get like real huge. Holy moly, there really is something there.
Yeah.
I said, now, turn your hands inward and scoop around that bowl and push it into your body.
Yes.
What do you feel? And their eyes go, whoa, I just got flooded with something. Yes, you just created that energy by bringing it into your crown chakra, bringing it into your heart chakra, building it, and putting it into the gut. So, it's like, They mostly, I get the wow factor almost every time. And the place where I've been giving some assistance to, the kids I've been helping, they have been telling the place, hey, we want this guy back. This is incredible. So that's what they've been doing.
So you're thinking about building a home and staying in South Africa, or are you just going to keep bouncing back and forth? Because I know your grandkids are here in the States.
Yeah, they're in the stuff. All four of them. personally, I would like to try, but to stay. But we're going to try to go. We're going to go back to the States in a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to try to give the big push to see if I can't on a personal level. Paul, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get my partner and her kids over.
Yes.
And the government is making it nearly impossible.
Why? What don't they don't want to allow the visa? What's the issue?
She has her visas, their passports. It's just in the United States they expect me to prove that I can support her while she's over there.
Okay.
Or she can support herself over there. And she's not going to be able to support herself over there if she has to quit her job to come over there.
Correct.
And so I'm going to come back and try to build up more of my life coaching and try to maybe hook up with you and see if we can't get some more people aware.
Yeah.
The benefits of life coaching, because life coaching can be very transformative. Especially if some somebody's on a, oh man, I'm having a bad time. My job hasn't been doing this and this for me. My company's like really in the ditch. Well, let's get you back in a positive track.
Do you?
Let's guide you.
When it comes to, so because a lot of people are going to be watching this and listening to this, mostly probably in the United States, and we know we like to try to get global, but in the United States, people are just so sheltered. They're sheltered in what they feel. They're sheltered in the global economics. They're sheltered in how we are fully connected in this universal sacred geometry. They're sheltered in how their heart beats and how it can transcend time and space and connect with another human being in the other parts of anywhere in the world.
Yes, anywhere in the world.
So how can we open up the people in the United States to open their hearts up? Because we can all heal each other if we connect to this central universal code. And that's what Qigong is. That's what Tai Chi is. That's what the martial sciences is. That's what holistic health is that we need to put our roots in the ground, into the earth, so we can transmit and receive.
Yes. Yep. That's the big thing, is getting people to put their roots back in, because in the United States, most people are too proud to ask for help. For just about anything, I think. So if people can just put aside their differences just for a little while and try something new, which is a lot of what we've mentioned, they could find a whole new self. And yes, each and every one of us are walking antennas on the earth. Each one of us can talk to someone else across the globe through our mental energies. If we just put that intentional thought out there and accept the universal, the universe as itself and the universal energies as itself, as far greater than we are, we could lift ourselves up on the energy plane just a little bit of level, because there. Right now, if we remain closed up like we do, we're trapped. We have to open that door. We have to break that shell. We have to reach out. And for those of us that are teachers or guides, we need to provide that lamp and guide them along the way. But they have to be the ones that have to stand back up, just like the old saying in our martial arts.
Yeah.
We get knocked down 10 times, we stand up 11. We keep standing up, but we reach our hand out there and guide them. We lend them some of that energy through the hand grip or however, direct some to them to help break through those barriers that they might have. I honestly feel that the world is far better than it appears.
I believe so too. I don't believe we're broken like people want us to believe. I don't believe we're as much as fear as they want you to think you're in fear. Now, you know, I don't want to get into, you know, we know, because we've been brothers of the light, we've been travelers for a long time, we understand that both sides of what's going on, and there's a lot of people that just want to keep you enclosed in your physical pain and in your emotional pain.
Right. And that is the problem. The more other people like that hold other people down, they're not helping themselves by holding other people down. They're showing their true self, because they're showing their fears by holding other people down, because they're afraid of what could happen if everyone else was to tap into that light, tap into that energy to make themselves better, to find what the actual truth is. And that is, each one of us were born with that innate knowledge. It's just a matter of tapping back into it. Whether it be you going to a coach and getting some EFT or TFT to to tap back into that energy, to reawakening themselves, to, but if we can eradicate some of our fears and some of our misperceived conceptions of what is and what is not, I think the world would be a far much better place, because right now it's just primarily the governments imposing their thought.
Yep.
And the organized churches.
Absolutely.
Their ideology to keep the people down.
Yes.
To keep as a form of control.
Yep. Now, since like I said, most people don't know that Dr. Chris McDonald, he is my shaman coach. He's the one who brought me into the clan. He's been teaching me for such a many years, and I want to get, let's get right into, let's do a shaman chant. You lead off, and then we'll do a prayer right here live where people can just feel that energy from the chant. Since you're in the afternoon there, but most of the people here, so we'll just do what you call that universal chant and that universal healing sound, and you'll just lead the prayer, and then it's going to be awesome. It's going to be beautiful.
Okie dokie. Let's see which one. Okay.
So before people are going to ask, explain the chant.
It's a combination of Hinduic,
yep,
and South African. It's a calling of the ancestors to guide me.
Yep. To lead the way, to lead the light.
To lead the way, to lead the light, open the doors, guide me along the way. Mm-hmm.
Why, you know, I always hope that we could, you know, right now I'm feeling such, you know, that it's such fire when after you do a chant, and this particular chant when, you know, the ancestors that you had before you, the teachers that are laid down the path way before you, and you welcome them into your life, it's just a rush. It brings such a heat to you that it's amazing how much warmth you feel inside your body. Yeah.
It's because each one of us is the DNA of every ancestor a thousand lifetimes before us.
Yes.
And the chance of nothing more than the reawakening of that DNA and charge it up. And to reawaken us and allows us to go full force, full ahead, full steam ahead. And the names that we are gifted in this lifetime will be permanently etched as we pass that DNA to our children, to our grandchildren, lifetimes further away from us. We will then become an ancestor. And here, one doesn't become an ancestor until a year after their passing. When your life is celebrated a year after your passing, and they call you back to be as an ancestor to walk the earth, you're given the choice to be an ancestor that walks the wind or to walk the earth.
But what's the, you know, because so many ancestors, we do different things. Like the wind walkers and the earth walkers, their jobs are two completely different.
Yes, and that is why the training that I've been gifted with in my lifetime allows me to work with all of them. The fire walkers, the earth walkers, the water walkers, the wind. Here is water. Water is the most prominent medicine. They use the fire, yes, they use all the elements to bring the balance, but it's about going to the water, mm-hmm. just like it is for some of our Native American peoples in North America.
Yes.
Here, they call me Tapankulu, Untana Dana Tapankulu, the great wise one, the old mountain. Ancient wisdom.
That's beautiful.
And then, of course, in North America, I had been known as Black Wolf.
You are Black Wolf, yeah.
And in recent time, the ancestors came forward, and it's Crazy Spirit Wolf.
So, because you gave me my name, Spirit Running Bear, yes. And yes. That took a lot of prayer for you to come up with that name. And that was, you know, and people looked at me like, Spirit Running Bear. They're like, Dr. Paul, Spirit Running Bear. And I'm like, yeah, that's the name given to me by my ancestors coming from my teacher. Yes. So,
yes. A lot of prayer preparation.
Yeah.
I fasted for 3 days. And so that I can connect to them, I was had my fire, and I drowned the entire time. The only thing I had was water, and was able to cast myself out of my body to speak to Paul's ancestors and to tap into that and connect. Connect with that and to then see some of the attributes of that the person has and is capable. And then the spirit then of the ancestors will then pass that information to me.
When people want to learn more, you know, they can always contact me at through my website so they can get a hold of you.
Right on.
Because you're moving back and forth, and I know people want to learn. People are going to want to learn, and I believe schools need to put this in the schools: the drumming, the prayer, the awakening of their DNA, the awakening of not just the spirit world, their internal light that we work so hard on in our breath and our. Go ahead.
Too many people's light is too dim right now.
Yeah.
It glows, but it's not bright enough. So if they were to tap into a little more, they can then heighten themselves. I have a website that I'm building up, wolfscreed.org, and they can connect me there. They can connect me on the Facebook page called Wolf's Creed. So I'm out there, but yes, contact Paul too. In fact, if you can't get me, hold me there at any of those two locations. Paul and I will be definitely wanting to help everyone out there. And I think the world will be a much better place through more awareness.
Dr. Chris, let me ask you, do you think the world's going to bleed more so in these next coming years? Or do you think we can pull back this wave that I feel it's coming? And I've been trying to teach, you know, we try to teach the weak to be strong. We try to get the people, like you said, as martial artists and teachers, to wake up because we're the sheep. We're the sheepdogs of these sheep. We protect, we save, we give life. Is there a lot of blood coming?
If we don't start awakening, my shamanic intuition says there can be, if we don't start waking up, all of us, there. All it takes is every one of our tasks as teachers
to
just helping one person.
Just one person
to bring them in, and then they help one person, and allow the dominoes to fall. Mm-hmm. We will be in a much better position. But if we put too much space between those dominoes, it's not going to fall. We're going to fall to a wall, a stagnant, and it'll be a vicious cycle. And that's where the bleeding will be, as you say. But if we can get everyone to just keep in a constant domino fall and keep the medicine moving, as I call it, we can avoid that. It's up to us, each as individuals.
We know we need help. We know we're getting ready to help a lot of people. We know that people, but ultimately, I say this, people definitely got to learn how to raise their hand and say, I need help.
Yes. Yes. It's just like when we're doing counseling. You have the 4-5 cycles. You have somebody that you know has an addiction, but they refuse to accept it. And then you have somebody that knows they have an addiction, but they don't want the help yet. And then you come to the next phase. Well, oh, my hands up in the air. I need help. I know I have a problem. I want some help. Can you help me? That's where we want to get everyone to, is, hey, I need help. I put aside my egoic and all my other beliefs. I need help. Can you help me? And that's where we as teachers then give them the information they need, show them through, and...
You know, we know in the martial arts, we said that when the student appears, the teacher will show up, right?
Yeah.
And when
the student is ready, the teacher will be waiting.
So when I was doing counseling for a drug rehab, and I would do a couple classes a week, and the one thing I told these guys there and ladies is said, you're in a perfect position. They're like, Dr. Paul, why? I said, because you know you screwed up. That's why you're sitting here in this room. So now let's get healed. Let's move forward. Because there's a lot of people out there who are walking around very sick, and they don't even know they're sick. At least now you can say, I'm sick and I can heal.
Yes. First is the acceptance of the issue that you're willing to break through that barrier and move forward by first admitting there's a problem, or admitting that there is something's not right, and then wanting to change. Change comes from within us, not on the outside of us. That's where transformation begins, is from within us, not the outside of us.
Well, with that transformation, with that talk, When you're coming back to the States in a couple of weeks, right, sir?
Yes, I am.
And are you going to be in the States for a couple of months to work this out, this visa situation out, or are you going to go back? You have a time frame of when you're going back.
I will be playing it by ear.
Okay.
Yes, I'll be in the States for as long as I can possibly be.
Now, you got a motorcycle you're building out there, too, because you build out some nice machines, too. That's another hidden secret. You build out these nice little sport bikes, man. They're some monster machines you're building.
Yeah, bored out, bored out 750 motors. I do all of them by primarily the old Hondas and the old Harleys.
Yeah. Brother, I love you. I love you dearly, and I'm so glad you were able to come on. And you keep in touch, and you take care. If you can take some pictures of those kids that you're working with and the people, and so we can, if we could do this with the kids. So we can let them know that what you're doing is affecting us, and what we're doing is affecting them. They would totally get it. Right. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Right. Yep, absolutely. We don't have to get paid a lot of money to make a difference. And yes, we don't want people to think because we're not accepting money that we're cheap in our services.
See, that's the thing. It's funny how people do think that.
Yes, a lot of people think, oh, he's giving lessons for free. He must be cheap. No, it's quite the opposite.
Yeah, it's coming
from. There are those like myself that like to do that because our happiness, our greatest reward
is for your happiness.
Is seeing them heal, seeing them smile for the first time in months or years.
For years.
Yeah, I mean, as a disabled bitch myself, I can tell you, it can be quite miserable sometimes. But to be able to do something and then you smile for the first time, you know, is in a long time is an awesome feeling. Because most people forget, there are more muscles to frown than there is to smile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, smile. Be happy. Give thanks for each and every day. Look forward.
And develop the practice, right? Because we've always talked about develop the living practice. If you're not practicing the living practice, then you are focusing on dying. Whether you say it or don't say it, you got to practice the living science. We've been right? The earth sciences, the holistic sciences. This is the living sciences. This is what makes all plants in life move, grow, birds fly, animals run, the hearts pound, the rivers flow, the mountains spring up through the earth. This is the living sciences, and let's practice that living science.
Exactly. And through that, to deal with our issues, let's focus on what we call solution-focused issues. So we find a solution for the current problem and move forward by using transformative and other holistic modalities, whether it's, like I said, EFT, for example, aroma therapy, whatever it takes, Reiki, whatever it takes to help us break away the blockages within our spine. When people have injured backs, for example, as a shaman or holistic healer or traditional healer, what that tells me that person is, because our back represents us as a person. It represents us as a whole. So if there's a blockage in the back and a back pain, a back ache, wherever that pain is along their back tells me about the general area that has a blockage. So that's where we got to attack and help them through there. And all of a sudden, I feel better already. No more back problem.
It's part of that Kundalini practice. It's part of that 33.
It's part of Kundalini, but it's also been part of almost every ancient shamanic practice out there, but they call it different names.
Yes.
They practice it here in South Africa. We practice it in Native American a long time ago. 500 plus years ago, the Native Americans in North America were practicing alignment of energy.
Yes.
They didn't know exactly what it was, but they knew it was working.
And you know, our bodies are also the microcosm of the constellation and the stars and the astronomy.
How the stars fall, when the day we're born helps with that too.
Yes. Yeah.
When the conjunctions are of the stars. Like right now, it's January 21st. It'll be the Blood Wolf Moon. For this particular time of is about transformation.
Transformation, the Blood Wolf Moon. Yep.
So this will be a good time for someone to put some of those New Year resolutions into motion.
Well, I love you, brother. I'm going to let you take off. And let me know that you're always safe. And stay in contact. Mm-hmm. And like you said, take some pictures of those kids and let's set up a time where we can get those kids happy. And I can wave to them. I would love to.
See what I can do because they kind of.
So I'd like to thank my brother, Dr. Chris McDonald, for coming on the air, especially dealing with him being so far away. And him being far away does not mean that we can't connect with our brothers and sisters who are doing the work of art. You know, in the martial sciences, we try to do so much in helping so many people. And that is our goal. Our goal is not to discount people or to negate people. It is to bring people to the holistic life and living. Because the practices you're doing, the katas that you're doing, all those things that you're doing is so, so important. So thank you for listening to Dr. Paul on Martial Arts Science Talk. And with my friend, Dr. Chris J. McDonald, Black Wolf. And I am Dr. Paul, Spirit Running Bear, Dyer, signing off. And I'll see you next week. Namaste.